Hi, and welcome to A Good Word Podcast. I'm Brad Bonholm, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today for this short teaching from the Word of God. We release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. If you don't want to miss a single one, hit the subscribe button right now. Stay tuned for today's episode. Good morning, and welcome to our series on Psalm 23. As we do in all of our podcasts, I make a series of statements which I hope have acted as a blessing to you. There is probably no passage of Scripture with which people are more familiar with than the 23rd Psalm. Every statement in the Psalm is loaded with meaning, significance, relevance, and importance. Psalm 23 is a psalm of confidence in the Lord's care. Psalm 23 expresses a deep trust in the goodness of God in this life and in the life to come. We've made the statement that every single need that you have is covered in Psalm 23. That is, He's your physical, spiritual, emotional, directional, relational, and eternal need. During my study of Psalm 23, one commentator said, "I believe that the 23rd Psalm ought to be one of the 7 wonders of the world." At first, I thought it was a very bold statement to make. However, over years of meditation, prayer, study, contemplation, and reflection, I too can resolutely say, I believe that the 23rd Psalm ought to be one of the 7 wonders of the world. Let's read Psalm 23 together. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Today in our podcast and over the course of this week, we are going to look at Psalm 23, verse 4. Let me read the verse to you again. David says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." What a beautiful verse. Now, in our study today, to appreciate and to grasp the gravity of this verse, I need to ask you a question. And the question is simply this: how old was David when he composed Psalm 23? Now, it's an important question to consider. And the reason is because in understanding that, it'll help us to understand the weight and the revelation that's available to us in this verse. Now, the answer to that question is simply, nobody knows for sure. Some Bible teachers have said that David possibly was a young man guarding his father's flocks out on the Judean hills, and when he defended the sheep against a lion and a bear, that's when he wrote the 23rd Psalm. Some have said that David wrote this psalm when he was on the run from King Saul, living in a cave. Some thought that he wrote it when he brings the Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem. Some think he wrote it after he had an illicit affair with Bathsheba. Others think that it was written during the rebellion of Absalom. Now, if you truly look at the depth and the richness, the wisdom, and the precious jewels that are available to us in the 23rd Psalm, it's hard to think that this psalm was written by a young man. Psalm 23 overflows, watch this, with life experience. Someone who has had a deep and a lengthy journey. Now, David cannot communicate to a generation in verse 1, I shall not want, unless he had experienced times of need and God proved himself to be faithful time and time again. David cannot communicate to a generation in verse 3, he restores my soul, unless he had experienced times of brokenness and again, God proved himself to be his restorer. David cannot communicate to a generation in verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This sounds like a man looking back over his life with a telescope and making the statement that goodness and mercy has followed him all the days of his life. This is a person who has lived a life with experience, and this has been a deep and lengthy journey. Now, stay with me on this because it will help us to understand Psalm 23, verse 4. Now, most credible Bible teachers agree that David wrote the 23rd Psalm as an older, wiser king looking back over his life. One Bible teacher said, the psalmist looks back over his life and sings with a grateful heart of God's love and care. Another Bible teacher said, the psalmist is now old. He's had some deep, dark valleys, yet he still cleaves to God and still breathes the air of youth. How beautiful is that? I'm just going to make that statement again. The psalmist is now old. He's had some deep, dark valleys, yet he still cleaves to God and still breathes the air of youth. There's something powerful about having life experience. There's something powerful about cleaving unto God and still breathing the air of youth. And that's what we see in Psalm 23. Now, a question. Why is it that I'm asking us in our Bible study to consider David's age? What relevance, what importance does it have to us understanding Psalm 23? Well, the reason why it's important is because we are hearing from somebody who has had a depth of life experience. Watch this. Yet, he still declares the goodness of God. David, in Psalm 37, verse 25, says this, I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. This statement has gravity. There's a sense of calmness, a seriousness, and a tone of authority. Warren Wiersbe, a famous Bible commentator, he says about Psalm 37, verse 25, as an elder saint, David bore witness to God's faithfulness to him and his descendants. Not only did God meet every need, but he gave enough so that David could share it with others. Now think for a moment about the person who, at an older age, or at an age of, as the Bible teacher said earlier, a wiser, older king, think about his credibility when he writes Psalm 23. This is a man who's led a nation. He's led a generation. This is King David, who's included in the Faith Hall of Fame in Hebrews chapter 11. This is David, who was an ancestor of Jesus Christ. Jesus was often called the Son of David. God called David a man after his own heart. This is the man who wrote approximately 77 of the 150 Psalms. So again, my question, why are we considering his age and his experience? Well, when you look at Psalm 23, verse 4, again the verse, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We are talking about a person who has had a broad, rich, and deep experience in life. And this wise, old man of God who's lived a full life, what does he say to us about dark valleys? Some of you are right now going through and have been for some time in a dark valley. Well, what we are experiencing and what we are seeing is what I want to call in our Bible study today a vantage point. The vantage point is a wise king who's lived a full life, who's led a generation and a nation. What does he have to say about dark valleys? We're not talking about a teenager. We're talking about a man who's lived a full life and has seen the blessing and the protection and the hand of God. What would he say to us today about dark valleys? Here's the vantage point. Well, he tells us something, and that is, in Psalm 23, verse 4, he starts off by saying this. He says, though I walk through the valley. Now watch this. David did not say, if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. David says, though. In other words, dark valleys will come. And you need to recognize that the wise old king is saying to us today, dark valleys will come in your life. Dark valleys are unavoidable, unpredictable, and impartial. We see at the beginning of Psalm 23, David speaks of green pastures, still waters. He restores my soul. Then a sudden transition, the exact opposite, the dark and dismal way through the valley of the shadow of death. Here's my point. If we look at this verse from the vantage point, again, the vantage point being a wise, old king who's experienced incredible blessing and covering and the protection of God. If we look at it from David's life experience, we've been given a position that affords us a wide, experienced, and expansive view. Though I walk through the valley, we will go through valleys. But David said again in Psalm 37, verse 25, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Jesus said, and I want to speak this over you today, if you are going through a valley, the Lord is on your side. He is with you. Valleys will come, but God has overcome. Now I'm going to speak this blessing over you as we bring today's Bible study to a close. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I can boldly say I am under the expert management and compassionate tender care of the Good Shepherd. God bless. Thank you so much for listening. If this teaching has helped you, please share it with someone who may need it today. If you have a minute, I would really appreciate if you could leave your personal review on this podcast on iTunes. Your review will help more people find the podcast and it will encourage me so much too. If you have any other thoughts or you'd like to find out more about other resources, you can email us at info@hz.church.